There's the Grammys, the Whammies, Wisconsin's version of the Music Awards show. We also have the MAMAs, which recognizes outstanding artists in the Madison area. And now there's the BAMMies, the Bay Area Music Awards, honoring performers and music industry professionals from Brown, Door, Kewaunee, Marinette, and Oconto counties. And though only in the second year, the BAMMies are expanding the celebration to two nights, next Wednesday and Thursday, March 19th and 20th, starting at 7 both nights. And it's happening at the historic Tarleton Theater in downtown Green Bay. There are also 42 categories that are going to be honored between the two award shows. And the Tarleton Theater co-owner and creator of the BAMMies, Tarl Knight, along with music journalist from the Green Bay Press-Times, Janelle Fisher, recently joined Mino and the Mayor, the morning show on civic media radio stations WGBW in Green Bay and WISS in Oshkosh, to talk about Northeast Wisconsin's growing music scene and what it means to the area.
You got this young man here who's doing everything humanly possible to make sure that the arts thrive in Green Bay, Tarl Knight, who's up for a BAMMy, just got what, Young Entrepreneur of the Year or something like that?
Good. Hey, John.
Congratulations.
Hey, Jim.
What a great honor you got.
Thank you, guys. Thanks so much.
That's fantastic.
I'm looking forward to all the great things we have coming up.
The opportunities to get out in front of people.
And in this area.
And your name came up as, you know. And that's nice that you not only grew up in the music scene, but now you've got the resources to have venues for the music scene. And I think that's what we needed in Green Bay.
Well, something that, you know, like you've mentioned, as I was coming up in the scene and continue to, you know, found out that we need more spaces that are receptive to being a venue, a space, a stage, a screen for exhibiting everybody's artistic and creative vision here in the city. So I'm proud to keep that work up and excited to do it.
And Janelle, who covers arts and music for the Press Times, you think there's enough going on in this community?
Oh, absolutely. I think the Big Guide in City Pages every week is evidence of that. I could work on the Big Guide for hours and hours and hours each week and still not find everything that there is to do.
That is an awesome section of your paper. For anybody who wants to know what's going on around this entire area entertainment-wise, you've got a great section. How do you compile that whole thing? Because there's got to be like 40 different things there. It's amazing.
Yeah, so it's mostly submission-based. People send a lot of those events in, so I'll have bands who are performing send me their info, exhibits that are opening. The art galleries in town are really good about sending their stuff. Like Facebook events or organizations that we've written about before, if they've got stuff going on, it's always fun to include it.
When you read that, though, you realize how much is going on in this area.
And really, it's a fraction of what's going on in this area. I couldn't possibly...
Right.
And I think people need, it's not work, but people have to put a little effort into finding out, because people say there's nothing going on. And then, you know, like you say, I can't even cover it with all those pages you have in there. And Tarl, you've always got stuff cooking. And of course, there's plenty of sporting events too in this community. But I just think people, you know, it's not that hard, right? I mean, you can.
Yeah. If you know where to look, there's plenty of stuff going on around town. And there's.
How did you get involved in that aspect of it?
Yeah. So I actually, I was an English major. I was majoring in English with an emphasis in literature. But when I started at the Press Times, I started in news, actually. So I covered meetings. I covered feature stories.
God
and
bless
I
you.
Still do cover some meetings and some news
<That's>
stuff. but I kind of fell into that arts.
Hang on one quick second.
Role.
What's the latest she would have had to stay for one of your meetings?
Four
in the morning.
Oof.
It was not. I don't know. It just was what it was, right?
And you're not jaded enough to have covered those things.
Green Bay music scene, but the arts is so much more than that, right?
Yeah.
Visual arts, and of course you got the crafts. And how do you cover it all? You said people send something. Are you biased? I'm sure you're biased because you're not. But you've got to get a lot of more requests from the music scene, right? Because it's kind of self promotion a little bit.
Not as many as you would think. Actually, a lot of the music scene, they'll send me their shows. But a lot of times, like if I find out about an album coming out, or if I find out, like, I know Sinner and the Saint is performing their last ever show as a group on Friday. And I find out about a lot of that on Facebook. It's a lot about knowing where to look. And I think sometimes those bands don't necessarily know where to look to reach out about something like that.
That Sinner and the Saint is a band? Because that would be good comedy. You know, like Penn and Taylor, you know.
Like you and me, Sinner and the Saint.
And I want to do a plug because Sinner and the Saint's performing at the Tracks at one of the venues that that we've got on South Broadway.
How is it for you, Tarl, getting, you know, live entertainment? Is there enough out there, enough of a base to bring in on a regular basis?
Sure, absolutely. You know, at the Tracks, as opposed to the Tarleton Theater, is a smaller live music venue. And we can facilitate 50 to 100 people in there. So it's a small, local.
A more intimate, huh?
Right.
Is that on Broadway?
Yeah. It's on South Broadway. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be cool? Or won't that be cool? Not wouldn't it? When it happens, how someone is going to make it big. And that will become more of a historical place to go see. You know, like Buddy Holly played here. I got this start here. Yeah. You know, I played here all the time and 100 people and now, you know, I'm selling
out. We're betting on everybody. You know, everybody in the local community. What that business is doing, and that stage really only facilitates smaller local bands,
which is great though.
So
I love those settings.
You know, you don't want to play in front of an empty house.
That's a proof of concept that there's a music scene enough in Green Bay and the surrounding areas that a whole business is surviving just facilitating a stage for them.
How much work did it take you to get to where you are right now with this? And to get that huge award that you got for what was the official name of the award?
It was the Future 15 and Young Professionals Young Entrepreneur of the Year Award.
That's awesome. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
But blood, sweat, and tears literally for you, huh?
Yeah, and you know, it's a great way to celebrate my 30s coming up. So I'm excited.
That's what I'm celebrating.
I spent my whole 20s second working hard 30s. To get here.
What are you going to do with your life?
Yeah. Don't be like us.
Tarl, I wanted to ask you, why the Bammies? Why did you decide to start the awards? They call it the Bammies. What was the reasoning behind that?
Yeah, well, it was a great way to celebrate all of the wonderful things that go on in the music community. A lot of folks don't know how thriving Green Bay's community really is, or what a success story it is. You have great things going on in Appleton with the Mile of Music and in Madison and Milwaukee and all the other great cities around us in the Midwest. But Green Bay is really an undiscovered gem. It's a kind of a hidden secret. You know, Green Bay really is, it's got a special place in the Midwest with punk, metal, bluegrass music, singer-songwriters. There's a community for all kinds of different genres.
I swear, we have had probably 12 different types of music entertainers over the years. Maybe more. Todd, what do you think?
It's more.
How many different types of
like
artists?
Genres?
Yeah, that's the word I was trying to find.
And you said how many?
I said 12.
I would say at least 10, but probably closer to 20. Yeah.
It's just that, you know? They were saying that jazz, you know?
It's just so
very
many different
cool stuff. And every one of them is like, I'd go see you. And, you know, there's just, it's different, but it's quality.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's all quality. And so what a great way for us to connect together, to network with other musicians and performers and venue owners. And
wow.
Those artists that come in, though, you say to them, you sound like so-and-so, and they kind of like want to sound like myself. You know what I mean? But people do pick a genre, and then you compare them to the best, which I think is a compliment. But they're really trying to carve out their own original music, which I think is awesome.
Absolutely. And Green Bay's got great original
music. That's what
celebration that we can have of live, local, original music.
Tell me the difference to the Whammy Awards, which everybody knows, and the Bammy Awards. Just, I know there's a lot of similarities.
It is a great way to dress up. It's black tie, red carpet event. And while the Whammies are more Wisconsin statewide recognition of the music industry, the Bammies are the Bay Area Music mm-hmm. Awards. Those focus on five communities directly touching the Green Bay, the body of water. And so that's Marinette County, O'Connell County, Brown County, Kewaunee County, and Door County. And
do people send in, I mean, who's your panel? Your judges?
Yeah, so we have a committee, the Bammy Awards Committee. It's local industry professionals from almost all of the counties. And so we've diversified in order to get some representation there throughout our community and beyond.
And again, that was the Tarleton Theater co-owner and Bammy's Awards creator, Tarl Knight, along with Green Bay Press Times music journalist, Janelle Fisher. They were on Mino and the Mayor, the morning show on Civic Media radio stations, WGBW in Green Bay and WISS in Oshkosh. The Bammies are coming up this Wednesday and Thursday, March 19th and 20th, 7 p.m. both nights at the Tarleton Theater in downtown Green Bay. Tickets are available at the venue's website. Go to The Tarleton, T-A-R-L-T-O-N, thetarleton.com. You can also see the list of categories, along with the entire list of BAMMY's finalists. Congratulations to all. And get out and support your local music scene. For MaxInc Radio, I'm Terry Barr.